With her loss to Barack Obama, Republicans are now debating the future of their party. Liberal Democrats are happy to jump in, effectively urging conservatives to agree with them and be like them. How should Republicans appeal to single women? Ask liberal Democrats. Well, that's easy. Agree with us that taxpayer funding of contraception is a new entitlement and that abortion is a civil right and that anyone who opposes taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood favors a war on women. Liberals are telling Republicans to wake up and appeal to minorities. And indeed, Republicans need to do some of that. One thing being missed in all of this, however, is indeed demography, and not the way that you might think. The fact is that conservatives are having babies at a higher rate than liberals. This is actually a genuine trend that we've noticed for several years now, and has been noted in articles and books. It's no myth. Especially fertile are homeschooling evangelicals and Orthodox Roman Catholics. Liberals, on the other hand, especially in the ultra-liberal Northeast and New England area, not only have extremely low birth rates, but also extremely high abortion rates. And all of this especially applies, tragically, to black Americans. In February 2012, I attended a conference in which a demographer, a priest, told me something astounding. Black Americans, which today make up about 12% of the population, may make up only half that percentage in 50 years. Why? He speculated that it's because of the growth of other ethnic groups in America, especially Hispanics, and also, first and foremost, because of the shockingly high abortion rates, not to mention contraception in the African American community. Even more insidious, those abortions are being done by Planned Parenthood clinics in black neighborhoods, and they will be increasingly subsidized by the policies of liberal Democrats in the Obama administration, and most certainly not by the policies advocated by pro-life conservative Republicans. Surely those who voted for Obama, millions of Catholics included, didn't intend that. Demography is destiny, and yes, demographics influences politics. And there are some surprising demographics that the politicos have yet to fully consider and begin to understand. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.